a dietary food. A bag of carbs and sugar put me in an awful mood. Avocados and broccoli, cabbage, kale, and muesli, just to make my Levi's fit just a bit more loosely. I had to resist temptation, then just go and get the heck out. I filled my cart with organic snacks, then headed for the checkout. Going toward the exit with all my plastic sacks. A giggling group of grade school girls stopped me in my tracks. Strangely dressed in uniforms with patches on their shirts, they earned their fundraising badges by selling me desserts. How could I resist all of their pleading and their pouts? I ordered 14 boxes from those scheming little scouts. The cookies should arrive in maybe 5 to 7 weeks. I could almost see the dollar signs in their rosy little cheeks. So I ramped up my Fitbit steps and wore out all my joints, just to save up the required 1611 Weight Watchers points. The tank could not go soon enough, I fasted and I waited. Finally the shipment came, and boy was I elated. I ripped apart the package, roughly counting all the spoils. Lemonades and all about Samoa Santra foils. Of course I put the Thin Mints quickly in the freezer, but left a few out for my wife, if only to appease her. Chomping through the Do-si-dos and Cornell chocolate chips, the tag-alongs alone were a diabetic apocalypse. I only stopped to take a breath, I knew I could not rest. I didn't stop to think that I should slow down to digest. But heartburn never killed anyone, or at least I like to think, and it always goes away with a bit of milk to drink. The only evidence remaining on that fateful autumn eve were dusty crumbs of cookie dust in an empty cellophane sleeve. An empty cellophane sleeve. In an empty cellophane sleeve. In an empty cellophane sleeve.
Pleading in that all palaces for one around in Weight Watchers points. The day could not come soon enough, I fasted and I waited. Finally the shipment came, and boy was I elated. Copper never killed anyone, or at least I like to think. And it always goes away with a bit of milk to drink. The only evidence remaining on that fateful autumn eve were dusty crumbs of cookie dust in an empty cellophane sleeve.